John,
yeah,
the madness is over. Michigan, Michigan State, their seasons end over the weekend by the hands of the Auburn Tigers. Neither team has anything to be ashamed of. They lost to the better team. But how do fans feel today? We'll throw it out. 248-539-9797. For Michigan, sloppy first half, continued into the second half, and Auburn shows their teeth. Put it away. Jahni Broome, no answer. Same thing with MSU. They can attest to the fact that that guy gets whatever he wants at the hoop. And MSU, what's been their one kryptonite all season?
First half.
And poor shooting, which was the entire game for them. So I think both teams got as far as they should have. It's weird to say you're satisfied because nobody likes losing. But John, I feel like you're at peace with it if you're a fan of these teams, right?
Well, especially if you look at the tournament and how chalk this tournament has been. One seeds beat two seeds. And who is in the final four?
All one seeds.
All one seeds. And the one thing that we do know out of all the one seeds is there's going to be a head coach that's never won a national title, finally win one. None of them have one. So, I mean, if you're looking for anything exciting, sure, that could be fun. Doesn't matter for any of our fan bases. And it's Michigan being in the Sweet 16 was, I think, a little bit more than most people expected.
Mm-hmm.
Probably at the beginning of the season, a lot more than what people expected. But losing to the number one overall seed, not a shock. Same thing with Michigan State. You know, it again, preseason, thought maybe a run for the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four. That was probably a bit of a stretch. They get to the Elite Eight, and then they lose to the number one overall seed. Not a shock.
Michigan State, it really came down to a 17-0 run early in that game.
That was so frustrating.
And I'm wondering, like, hey, Tom, time out. Get Jace back in the game. That entire run happened, seemingly, while Jace Richardson, one of the few guys who could create a shot against the SEC defense, was sitting there on the sideline. I get he can't play 40 minutes, but...
What, it got to 23-8, and all of a sudden he's back in.
It's a little too late, Tom.
It just felt like... And it kind of felt like that all game long, but... For that span, was it 4 minutes? It really felt like forever. But
I think it might have been five where they didn't make a field goal.
And it just because it was then the free throws that it was kind of like a gift that he was shooting. I thought he should have had free throws, but I know that Bruce Pearl didn't. For that 17 points stretch for Auburn, it just felt like there was an absolute lid on top of the basket for Michigan State. They could not buy a basket.
What was the stretch where they got a couple offensive rebounds and it's clank, clank, miss? Absurd.
Yeah. And they were, I mean, even the three-pointers, it's not like they were forcing them.
They
might have been a little bit speedy, but they were open and there's nothing.
And then I think it's Jahni Broome on the other end hits a three. You go, okay, their big guy's going to hit him. And your guards can't buy a bucket.
Yeah.
It went south early for MSU. And look, they had overcome some double-digit deficits in this tournament and throughout the season, but you're not doing that against Auburn. They met their match. Both teams did. So if you had to tie a bow on your team's season, they both achieved more than expected. 248-539-9797. Both were preseason unranked. Michigan State was the better team. They went one round further.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of played out as it was expected. You use the word chalk.
Yeah, well, the tournament is very chalk. And we talked about it a little bit at the beginning of it, where it was, hey, no 13 through 16, one in the first round. We had, two 12 seeds win, and then it was, even when you're getting to the Elite Eight, it was one versus two in three regions and one versus three in the other. And that three was Texas Tech.
Yeah.
So it was absolutely chalk. So if you're looking at one versus two, and if things are going to go, and I don't think that the committee just got it right. I think it's just it's just the way it was this year. It's been a very non-passion-filled tournament.
Yeah, I think we all underestimated the four teams. I mean, we talked about them when the bracket came out, but they're legit. Like, the four best teams were clear this year. And we talked about that, but then it's March Madness, and you think things are going to happen. I don't know when the last time we've seen a season like this where there was just a line of delineation that you could just – like, if I was a State fan yesterday, I honestly would not be mad. Like, you saw who you played. You saw why they're the number one overall seed. When they're on, and they did it to Michigan, and they played the last 10 minutes against Michigan and the first 10 against State, like the number one overall seed in the tournament. And you just didn't stand a chance.
Well, if you looked at all the metrics, and we did this, right? Could Michigan State, going into the Big Ten tournament, could they earn a one seed? Because I think the four, obviously, are the one seeds that happened. But I think number four at the time was Florida. And Greg pointed this out, that no matter what metric you looked at, it was like falling off a cliff from four to five.
You know, and I'm a person, I really believe in the nonverbal communication. You read people. I watched Tom Izzo coach for 30 years, and there was a couple points yesterday where the look on his face was, I don't have an answer. You know, I noticed him at one point, he had his hands in his pockets. You know, it's like he never does that. He just kind of like, in the way he called off the dogs there at the end, you know, and stuff, just even though they were, once that ball was thrown away, there wasn't enough time. But I just like, man, that was a bulldozer team, man. And when Auburn flipped the switch against Michigan, I was like, this is laughable. I laughed on one of the threes. Like, seriously, I'm like, this is greatness. I can't, my team's not going to be able to do anything about this.
The point about Izzo, they were outmatched, right? But at the same time, I don't think like that was his best coaching performance. He had talked about trying to get Booker in because of size, didn't play. Instead, you get extended Zapawa minutes. All right, he used his fouls. And the stretch we talked about where Jace Richardson is sitting on the bench during a 17-0 run with no timeouts and no substitutions. Like, yeah, they probably lose anyway. But if Tom looks defeated at the end of the game, and he'll do this, he'll internalize it, there's things he could have done differently in that game,
too. If you had told me that Fiddler and Kohler would have gotten that production in the game, I would have said, you're going to have a chance to win. Yeah. And they just didn't because, like, Auburn blitzed them early. And that was State's, you know, resume all year was starting slow in games. Well, it bit them in the butt against the best, arguably the best team in the
country. Well, yeah, and they just kept them at arm's length, which is what they have the manpower to do.
Yeah, good teams don't let you back in the game. Yeah. And Auburn would squash any comeback attempt in the second half. Auburn's very good. So I guess I would ask the question again, Spartan fans, would you rather have played Michigan?
You're just going back to this.
Well, because we got a lot of, I want to play the best. I'll ask it again today. Did you want to play the best or did you want to play Michigan? Congrats, you played the best and now your season's over. This is what we talked about last Friday, right?
Yes, but I think hindsight and
there's
and
no hindsight.
Pulling that... Oh, sure there is.
This was said ahead of time.
Yeah, but pulling it out now and say, I would tell you the same thing, is if I'm going to test myself against the best and... the path of least resistance, which we said last week would have been Michigan. They've been there. They've done that. You want to test yourself against the best. Auburn is going into the tournament, was stated as the best. And they found out. They found that this is their level. And would they love to have a Final Four? Sure. But I'm not going to go back and take back what I said about a competitor of... You know, I'd rather just have the path of least resistance.
You'd rather go to the Final Four. I know that's a crazy opinion. You'd rather go to the Final Four than be eliminated in the Elite
Eight.
That's
obvious, but I'm not going to go back and rewrite history and say,
You could just say you were wrong. You'd rather have played the better matchup, right?
As a competitor, I still want to be able to play the best competition.
You don't get any less credit if you win a national title.
No, but I'm not going to go back on what I said, no.
Like UConn, a couple years ago, beat a couple 5 seeds in the Final Four. They get to hang the banner just the same. I mean, Izzo's been chasing this title for 25 years. I don't think that you'd feel bad if you played a, quote, lesser opponent if it meant you won the game. That's really all that matters is survive in advance. That's why I never thought it was... I've never understood, like, the Michigan State fans from Friday going, I'd rather play Auburn. No, you shouldn't want to play Auburn. That's why you shouldn't want to play Auburn, because your season's going to end.
All right, so, I mean, it was probably going to end either against Auburn or against Florida. And I understand being in the Final Four, but you risk it for the biscuit. And they risked it against Auburn, and it didn't happen. So you just try again next year. I'm not going to sit here and say that I would regret as a competitor saying I wanted Auburn. I would want the best, and if you don't win, you don't win.
You mentioned next year. I think that's a good conversation to have coming up next. We have a bunch of ticket texts, Michigan and Michigan State fans, kind of summing up what this season meant. I saw headlines. This is a foundation for Michigan. This is In the case of Michigan State, this is a recharge, I think was the word in the free press, what it means for both programs. It's 97-1.